From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The Pentagon is demanding that the website WikiLeaks return tens of thousands of classified government documents and erase any copies. WikiLeaks has already posted some 77,000 of the documents online and says it has 15,000 more. Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell says the documents already posted contain information that could endanger the lives of American troops and Afghan informants.
Public disclosure of additional Defense Department classified information can only make the damage worse.
Morrell called on WikiLeaks to do, in his words, the right thing and return the documents immediately. The Labor Department releases unemployment numbers for July within the hour, and NPR's Jim Zaroli reports while some gains in private sector hiring are expected, they are not likely to be strong enough to bring down the jobless rate.
The job market has been slowly gaining steam this year, but the growth has been tepid, and the July jobs report isn't expected to show much improvement. Most economists think that the economy lost jobs last month, largely because of the disappearance of so many census positions. The real question is what the private sector will do. An economist surveyed in recent days were expecting the sector to gain about 90,000 jobs. The overall unemployment rate is expected to grow from 9.5% to 9.6%. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
President Obama is praising the Senate for confirming Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan. Mr. Obama says the vote marks a milestone for the nation.
For nearly two centuries, there wasn't a single woman on our nation's highest court. When Elena takes her seat on that bench, for the first time in our history, there will be three women.
The president will host a reception for Kagan at the White House later today. Kagan will be sworn in tomorrow. 65 years ago today, the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on the Japanese city of Hiroshima. Lucy Kraft reports that for the first time ever, a U.S. diplomat has attended the ceremony honoring those who were killed.
U.S. Ambassador John Roos became the first American official to pay respects at Hiroshima's Peace Memorial Park to the 140,000 who died in the attack. In another first, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon also attended the memorial.
Let us realize our dream of a world free of nuclear weapons so that our children and all succeeding generations can live in freedom, security, and peace.
For NPR News, this is Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.
BP has finished pumping cement into the top of the runaway well in the Gulf of Mexico. Next comes the so-called bottom kill, where cement will be used to plug the well from below. Navy Secretary Ray Mabus says the focus now must be on dealing with the damage along the Gulf Coast.
One of the things that I don't want to have happen is for there to be any gap between when this well is killed and the beginning of the long-term restoration.
This is NPR News. Stormy weather in Pakistan has grounded U.S. military helicopters being used to carry emergency supplies to the millions of people displaced by the severe flooding there. Over the past week, the floodwaters have been spreading. Pakistan's government is coming under criticism for not reacting quickly enough. The flooding is being blamed for about 1,500 deaths so far. Some 30,000 Pakistani troops are working to rebuild bridges and roads and set up relief camps in the northwest, which is also the main battleground in the fight against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. A Minnesota man has been released from prison where he was serving time for a car crash in 2006 that killed three people. Minnesota Public Radio's Jess Mador says the accident involving an older Toyota Camry got fresh scrutiny amid concerns about sudden acceleration in newer Toyotas.
32-year-old Kuafong Lee has insisted he did everything he could to stop the car before the crash. Lee was convicted of criminal vehicular homicide and sent to prison. But his case got a new hearing this week in light of Toyota's recent recalls for sudden acceleration problems. After 4 days in court, the judge ruled there was enough evidence to warrant a new trial. And then, just after the judge announced her decision, prosecutors said they wouldn't appeal or seek to retry Lee's case.
Oh, they're not going to recharge you. They just
it's all over.
It.
Oh.
It's done.
Done.
Lee heard the news on the jailhouse steps surrounded by family. For NPR News, I'm Jess Mador in St. Paul.
More steamy temperatures are forecast today over the southwest and parts of the east coast. The heat wave is being blamed for at least a dozen deaths so far. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.